Sugar and Daf Masech is getting Daf Chav Tes. We're beginning basic and test matter. Begins Gemara. Shalka mino chayfitz v'hav the hab l'gita. So if he says, look, first take the object and then give it a get, and then he goes the other way. So that's where we have this machlekes. So it sounds like Daf can check, but alikiches chayfitz tchila pliki. Sounds like the machlekes is specifically in such a case where he was particular to first take the object. I will have l'gita b'shalka mino chayfitz. But let's say he says give the get and then take the object, then later we wouldn't have a problem. We wouldn't agree that it's okay. So it's a wonder because Parakah because of the Gemara because of the Hayim of Amrin. We say Lashna Amalei Shalk Mishtar Bab Lizuz. It doesn't make a difference how he said it. Take the document and give him the money. But Lashna Amalei Hab Lizuz and Mishak Mishtar. Doesn't say if you say give the money and take the document. Mishak, you got to pay because Amalei tells him Laskuni Shadatuch. I said you to make things good for me, but all of us are not making bad to me. Keep it Shehizkal Kichas Ashtar. Once you mention about taking the document, Bab Shehizkal Masifin. So you mention at the end. So why would it sound like it specifically how he said the order? The Shem says, what you can say is, no, the Shem has some different because you're praying a moist limb star. The payment of the money is dependent on the document. The moment he mentions something about taking the document, Goli Daiti revealed his intention. He's afraid to leave it to him, and he's going to say it's other types of funds. See, it doesn't make a difference when he said it, but he said it. Here, it makes a difference in the order because they're really two different things, and therefore that's why it's only there that we have the machlekes. To begin the Gemara Birchon and place the boy because of Meshluch. He says a problem if he does it himself, and for sure, if his Shliach, the Shliach Shliach does it. Pishbukhan Drazi explains why. The Kabbat Zabal, the husband's particularity, Eine Ela, is only Shaloh Yishar Chavetz Biarisha. Doesn't want the object remain in the woman's hand. Masha Amaloi, but this that he said to him, Shit Lamena Chavetz, that he should take the object from her. Oh, Mishaleach Biarach, and he sends it to someone else. And again, so that would not be a problem. Veloishachen Biarach, and the Ketanim has need. And this day we say that he shouldn't send it to someone else in the Mishnah. Any time, the reason is, Shemalayim Selechen Dram Kaviyasin, simply because he might not say it over the right way. Or the second guy might just not be careful about it because he's not the main shliach. Lives like that, and never can become possible. So says Lefiz, based on this, this the Mishnah says in the Ratzon Shibigin Biarach, or there doesn't want his deposit in someone else's hand. Hainu, it doesn't mean anyone else. It means Biar Ishtar. He doesn't want to remain by his wife. So says then a dechi. That seems like it's pushing it. Because that's not what the words sound like. It becomes a dechi. It's also a dechi. The Leishachin Biarach. That the reason why he not send it with someone else. They shouldn't forget the way the husband exactly said it. That's a thing. Why should he make that mistake? Nilari, but rather appears to the Rebbe, the Gesha Amar, when he says, Shokel min al-chayfetz, take from other object, behold the hablagit and then give her the get, shetoyle shlichas ha-get, b'chayfetz, that he's making the agency of the get dependent on the object, place Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yechanan invalid, it's not because of Mashiach v'yarachar, even if he sent it with someone else. Afilah shin shlich ha-sheinim, it doesn't matter, even if the second shlich did not change what the husband had intended. And he took the object before the giving of the get. Why is it a problem? The kimin shalosh shlichas haget b'chevet, since the husband made the giving of the get depend on taking the object. Whatever you're changing, what he had done, which was for the shlich himself. So and so therefore, niftul haget, so the get becomes possible. B'chi purusha, and this is the way you have to translate it. Rabbi Yechon, the poysel boy. So he says it's invalid by him, meaning b'shliach rishon, but the first agent gives it when he changed it. The koshkim b'shluchim, meaning b'avil b'leit shino, even if it doesn't change anything. And b'loy shalchen b'yadacher, and that's why he's saying you shouldn't send it with someone else, afil leishan, even if it doesn't change. The cup of the bow, the oven is particular, shen l'otzen, shen b'yadacher, that his object should be in someone else's hands. In other words, b'yad ha-shliach ha-sheni, the second shliach sent. Rosh Lakish b'chulu, etc. That's like the way Rashi explains. Rish Lakish holds that the husband's not particular. It's Orchid and Melsikamah. Next, there's Matta begins Gemara. Hoch Gesinan, Rabbein Natan. Benham's Gir says, Amr Avashi. He says, Mai to Uso. What's the mistake? Nikamale Abbebem and Yumi, Belay Ad, did he tell him that I'm him and not you? So it's explained because Rav Ashi Lefarish. So based on this Girsum, Rashi comes to explain Mai to Uso, and Lebez Hashain is Rav Ashi Mechulan. According to the two versions, Rav Ashi is the same. Rashi's not like Rashi's, he's saying he's asking a question. It's only rubber that switches from the first version to the second version. In only one of the versions does rubber say, the second version it says was he cut it down by mistake. First version he held it was not a mistake. But Rashi in both versions, according to Rabbi and Tom, says that what do you mean? What was the mistake? That he was not mistaken.